Good evening, everyone. I'm speaking on the topic that says effects of cocoa pod husk ash and NPK fertilizer on the yield of sweet potato and the distribution of potassium forms in an orthosol of southeastern Nigeria. As a matter of introduction, potassium is one of the most important essential soil nutrients and is very important in the production of root and tuber crops, because it's responsible for the translocation of photosynthesis to the storage organs in these tuber crops. And it exists in different forms, as we've been told before by earlier presenters. We have the water-soluble, exchangeable, the difficultly exchangeable ones, I wouldn't say non-exchangeable, and the reserve K or mineral K. And in totality, potassium is usually, we would say it's much in soils, but nearly all of these potassium forms are in the structural forms. And this soil that I studied in the southeast is derived from the sandstones. We call it the coastal plain sands there. And a lot of work has been done on that soil, and it was found out that it contains that we don't have enough potassium in our soils over there. And so other researchers have worked with this cocoa pod husk ash and found out that it has some nutrients, even potassium in it. And in the southern part of Nigeria, much of this cocoa pod husk ash, is being generated every year. And as a way of disposing it, they burn the pods. And the ash gotten from it is very rich in nutrients. The objective of this study was to determine the effects of this cocoa pod husk ash and NPK fertilizer on the yield of sweet potato, being a root and tuber crop, and the distribution of the potassium forms in this orthosol, which is the soil I studied. The experiment was conducted at the Michael Offer University of Agriculture, Umudike, in the southeast. That latitude is 05 degrees. It's not 050, and it's 070. Degrees longitude. The soil is a sandy clay loam, not loamy sand. There were six treatments that I looked into. I labeled them A to F. The first one was just 5 tons of this cocoa pod husk ash without any mineral fertilizer. The second treatment, being B, was 200 kilograms per hectare of NPK with 5 tons per hectare of cocoa pod husk ash. C, 300 kg. Per hectare of NPK fertilizer with 5 tons per hectare cocoa pod husk. D, 200 kg per hectare of NPK fertilizer alone. E, 300 kg per hectare NPK fertilizer alone. And the F was the control. The field trial. It was to determine the effects of these treatments on the tuber yield of sweet potato and necessary routine work was done on the field before planting. It was slashed, plowed, and made into ridges. The variety of sweet potato planted was the CIS87/0087. Then there were some agronomic measurements I took in the field. I took the saleable tuber weight, which is the weight of the sweet potatoes that are more than 100 grams in size, and then the non-sellable tuber was those sweet potatoes that were less than 100 grams. I took the weight, and then I took total tuber weights and recorded them. The laboratory analysis. Routine analysis was carried out using standard laboratory methods, and I also did the forms of soil potassium after harvest. The water-soluble, exchangeable, difficultly exchangeable, and the potassium reserve. The data I generated was subjected to ANOVA in RCBD using the SAS software, and the means were separated using LSD at 5% level of probability. Before I applied the treatment, I took soil samples at a depth of 0 to 30 centimeters, and this was the result I got from the analysis. The soil was found out to be acidic with a pH in water of 4.33. And it was low in exchangeable bases, except it was moderate in phosphorus, and it was found out to be in the sandy clay loam textural class. I also analyzed the cocoa pod husk ash and found out it was highly basic, has basic cations, very rich in potassium, and so on. Then the result. When I took the yield on the field, I found out that the treatment A, which was 5 tons per hectare cocoa pod husk ash, was in total tuber weight was 3.31 tons per hectare, while B was 5.82 tons per hectare, C the same, D 0.32 total tuber weight, E 2.24, and the control 1.31. I found out that the sellable tuber weight was higher in treatments B and C. They were significantly higher than other treatments. This treatment B was 82.65% of the total tuber weight. The sellable tuber weight in treatment B was very high. When we consider the total tuber weight, it was the proportion of the sellable tubers was much in treatment B, which was 5 tons per hectare cocoa pod husk ash plus 200 kilograms per hectare NPK, followed by treatment C, which was also a combination of 5 tons per hectare cocoa pod husk ash with 300 kilograms per hectare NPK fertilizer. Treatment D, you notice treatment D, which was just 200 kilograms per hectare NPK, had no sellable tuber weight at all. All the tuber generated from there were non-sellable. They were less than 100 grams, though the total tuber weight was also very small. This result could be because the soil initially was poor in fertility status, and applying only this mineral fertilizer at that low rate also induced soil acidity, and that was what could have caused this very low yield on that treatment B. Even the control was better than it. On that, in table 4, the forms of soil potassium, the results were displayed. The results are there. And I found out that the treatment A, which was the 5 tons per hectare cocoa pod husk ash, was higher in all the forms of soil potassium than other treatments. Although for all the treatments, the potassium levels were not significantly higher than one another, but A, being 5 tons per hectare cocoa dust cash, displayed higher results in all the forms of soil potassium. It could be because the cocoa dust cash had high level of potassium. Apart from that, it has a high pH. It could have acted as a limey material such that much of the K would have been passed into solution as a result of high pH, and that was why we had higher results. And when K is also in excess, it goes into the other forms, which could be not readily available. So that could be the reason why all the forms of K were higher in those treatments that had anything to do with cocoa pod husk ash. In conclusion, I want to say that from the results I obtained, cocoa pod husk ash in combination with the mineral fertilizer NPK, and when it was used alone, gave reasonably higher results, both in yield and the forms of soil potassium considered. Thank you.